In Birds, we think a good song is about future generations, right? He sings for her, it's all about mating, nesting, rearing young, right? But here we are well past summer, into blue skies of fall, and a white-eyed vireo was singing like summer all the way into early October. Welcome to some listening in Newton County. I stopped at the bridge over the Buffalo River at Boxley and headed up Cave Mountain Road. As I got up on the mountain in the first fall days, I heard lots of songs. It was a day for jackets, but man, it sounded like summer along Cave Mountain Road. I heard a yellow-throated vireo up there way high in the still leafy canopy. I heard American robins singing and chuckling as they pulled possum grapes off vines up in the trees. And even the American crows sounded like June. There's lots of clean fall sunlight. It's refreshing like spring. So maybe it seems that way to the vireos too. There's some research that shows male birds experience elevated hormone levels in fall. This could provide a chemical explanation for singing. They're all juiced up. Like in summer, when they engage in hormone-driven fights over females. But if that's so, it won't last long. The juiced up part, I mean. And neither will their singing. Leaves are falling and the nights are much cooler. Some birds sing routinely all the year. White-crowned sparrows, for example, which are present in Arkansas during cold weather, sing all winter. These songs maintain social cohesion in flocks that have come to us in western Arkansas all the way from the Arctic. Here's part of a flock calling and singing at Chesney Prairie Natural Area near Siloam Springs in mid-October.